This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The University of Arkansas provides mental health services to students, but what happens when they leave college? To help bridge the gap for continued mental health services, the Pat Walker Health Center is offering Thriving Campus as a new resource. Here to tell me more about the new partnership is mental health clinician Melissa Atkinson. Melissa, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thank you for having me.
So let's learn a little bit more about the counseling and psychology services, or CAPS, within the Pat Walker Health Center. Specifically who you work with. What services does CAPS provide?
So CAPS provides short-term counseling services to students on campus. So individual therapy, group therapy. We have a Let's Talk program on campus. And then a variety of different workshops that are offered throughout the year.
And who all do you serve on campus?
Any student. So whether they have insurance or not, they can come into CAPS.
And it's free?
It is not free. So students pay $20 with their health fee. Psychiatry is $80. We do have a reduced charges program where students can apply, and if they're approved, their sessions go down to $5.
How many students do you serve annually?
I think it's 2,700 students roughly annually, so about 1% of the population.
And have you noticed any trends in recent years? Has it increased, decreased? Has it really?
Yes, it has increased significantly. So we've grown. We now have 18 clinicians. We have, I believe, 10 interns, half-time and full-time. And we see anywhere from 10 to 15 new assessments every day.
So brand new people.
Brand new people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so once a student comes to you, say they come as a freshman, can they stick with you all the way to when they graduate?
They cannot.
Okay.
So that's why this is wonderful, because our purpose really is to help them in the immediate situation. So that may be a semester. There are some situations where we'll meet with students for a year or longer, but typically we try to do 5 to 7 sessions, occasionally an entire semester, and then we want to connect them with ongoing care.
So why is it limited? Like that.
Availability.
Okay.
Demand versus clinician availability. So if we only saw, we would be full by September, and then that's it. So each clinician can only see so many students.
Okay.
So by allowing them to rotate, we can see more.
So this new resource, what sort of prompted you to, is that the thing that prompted you to help people?
Yeah. So when I started at CAPS, part of what I do is case management, and I would get lots of referrals for students. There's two of us. James Nixon is the other case manager and clinician. We would get students coming in who maybe they're not appropriate for CAPS. Maybe we know right off the bat they need long-term care. They want long-term care. They're a higher level of acuity than what we could see on a short-term basis. And so we had a Word document that was 275 pages long, and we were every session sitting and scrolling through trying to match students with their insurance, also with what they were presenting with. So depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, trauma, wanting to explore maybe their spirituality, different things. So we tried to make a good match based off of what we know by the clinicians, but it's very tedious. So I started doing research on how other campuses were managing the need to refer out, and came across a couple of different ones. And Thriving Campus, I really liked the creator. I liked visually the way that it looks. I like how easy it is to walk through it. And so we kind of wrote up a proposal and asked Pat Walker Health if that was something that we could put in our budget.
And so free to students, but a cost for you?
Yes. Free to students, free to community providers. So they can go in, they create, we invite them, we'll send out an email to every therapist in the community that we're aware of, and we invite them to share it with their friends. And they put in a profile, and then the creator of Thriving Campus, the CEO, they screen these clinicians. So they make sure that their licenses are valid, that they don't have any issues with their different boards. And then the provider can create their profile. And it's a place where they keep up with it. So they have to update if they change their insurance, if they change their pay scale, if they are full, if they aren't taking new students. That's something that they can go in and say, I'm not accepting referrals right now. So it helps us to know who's an appropriate fit and who's not. And then they can also select things like areas of specialty or areas of interest for that clinician that might resonate with the student or the faculty or the staff who's looking to connect.
So faculty and staff can use this as well.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so it's not a matter of I don't need a referral to use this.
No. No. It is a login. So you go to the uarc.thrivingcampus.com. And you just say that you're looking for a provider, and you can enter your zip code. You can narrow it down by how many miles you're willing to travel. Some are walking distance, some maybe 10, 15 miles away. And then from there, it's what insurance do you have? Are you offering sliding scale, gender? Some people don't want to see a specific gender. So they can kind of start narrowing it down. They can either we can identify it for them. So the clinicians at CAPS use it as well when we're working with students. And we can identify whatever it is they're wanting to work on, anxiety or family issues or ADHD, and that helps narrow down who's going to be on their list.
And so how does this service differ from similar databases, like maybe one provided by Psychology Today?
So the big difference is it's free to the community providers. So they're not having to pay to be listed. It helps keep everything really narrow. I like that it's consistently background checked. I like that it gives CAPS the power to work with the community providers ourselves to say, hey, we met you at this training. You seem like you'd really work really well with college students. Would you like to add yourself to this list? If we find out something about a provider, maybe there's something against their license, we can remove them. We can block their profile so that when a student goes in to search it, it's not there anymore.
So students, faculty, staff can just log in with their UARC account?
It's actually just a link on Pat Walker Health and the CAPS website.
So can people not at the university access it?
Technically. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's fine. It's almost like a consolidated Yellow Pages that's streamlined for college students or the population on a college campus.
Why is this an important resource that you wanted to offer?
Mental health awareness, I feel like, has grown tremendously. We've all seen the impact of people becoming more aware of their mental health, wanting to be more progressive in seeking out care. Families want to connect their students when they leave home. So I feel like this is a good resource because it's not just walking into CAPS and trying to figure out what's going to be a good fit. If someone's not comfortable coming to CAPS, they can still find a clinician. We can't serve faculty and staff, so, and they all have things that they would like to process with the counselor as well. So it gives them a location. It streamlines it for us as clinicians. It's not this really clunky 275-page book that we're kind of sorting through. And it's really nice when you print it out for a student and it has, like, a photo of the clinician, a map where their location is. It has their address. It has their phone number. It has everything listed on it. So I think it's more modern. I feel like it's more it's readily available. It's easy to access. It just made sense to us.
The database is available to access now?
It is available to access now, yes.
And can you remind me what that is again?
Yes, it is uarc.thrivingcampus.com, and it is on the Pat Walker Health website. So if you just go to Pat Walker Health Center, it'll pop up. It'll say looking for a community provider, and you can click that link, and it'll take you straight to Thriving Campus.
Okay. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Melissa Atkinson is a mental health clinician with the Pat Walker Health Center's Counseling and Psychology Services at the University of Arkansas.